The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Good evening, I'm Luke Eller, and you're listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. With that being said, let's get this bad boy kicked off. Today we were going to have a normal show, a regular show of That's My Tune. But things have changed a little bit. I'm still going to cover our wacky news, our weird news, our bizarre news, but there is also more news. News that cannot be ignored. For starters, we are looking at a kitten born in an Oregon farm. A regular kitten, you would think. But this barn cat suffers from, well, what barn cats suffer from. Getting multiple limbs. Now normally, you see a barn cat that's born with maybe an extra tail. An extra toe. This and that. But no, not this one. This one is a one-year-old barn cat that gave birth to a kitten with two heads. Now, it's not very often that you see cases of diprosopus, or cranial duplication, but it happens. And they're known as Janus or Janus cats. Who am I kidding? I can't even hardly concentrate on telling you guys the weird things. We're gonna move on, you know. You know what? We're just gonna move on into it. People are meat burgers. People are meat burgers, and such is the case in Minnesota. St. Paul, Minnesota, to be exact. Now, many of you out there, many of my listeners, are probably familiar with the recent death of a Mr. George Floyd at the hands of St. Paul police. It was an unnecessary death. It was inexcusable. The officer who knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck after wrongfully attempting to arrest him is inexcusable. It should never have happened. The police officer should be fired. She or he, whichever it is, I can't remember offhand. I'm shook, folks. They should be fired. They should be charged with murder, to be honest. I firmly believe. But what happened last night in St. Paul, Minnesota, is inexcusable as well. What started off as peaceful protests for the arrest and vindication for the death of Mr. Floyd turned into violent protests very early in the night. And all night long in St. Paul, Minnesota, fires could be seen raging. There were over 30 structures that were lit on fire. The fire departments that responded were being pelted with rocks and other debris. The fire engines have been damaged, other equipment have been damaged, and now police are being sent out to guard against the looters and rioters from what was a peaceful protest. These people are meat burgers. This is not how humanity behaves. This is how animals behave. This is how idiots behave. you can't let justice take its course? Of course not. Everybody knows. Everybody that has seen the video, that has seen the footage, that has seen the photos, knows that this is a wrongful death, and justice will be served as swiftly as possible, but it cannot be served if it is impeded by morons setting the streets on fire. This is not going to speed up any sort of justice process. This is going to slow things down to a crawl while the police and the St. Paul mayor have to deal with you people. I'm sorry, my listeners. Those people. You are not those people. If you're listening to this show, you know what a meat burger is. And folks, these are meat burgers. And it breaks my heart that people have to act this way, and that innocent men and innocent women die at the hands of unruly, unjustified, power-hungry police. But we all have to remember that those numbers are fewer than the numbers of good police. This is my opinion. This is my right to speak it. This officer should not be on the force. This officer should be behind bars for what they did. To kneel on a person's neck during a takedown, and I know through my experience working as a security guard at a maximum security facility, you are not trained to kneel on necks. You are not trained to cut off airways. You are trained to keep airways open as much as possible. And if you were to kneel on the neck of an inmate, that was your job. That was your job. Your life would be taken away. You would be charged, probably charged with voluntary manslaughter. And that is what should happen with this police officer. But we do not need to go out on the streets and burn the city to the ground because we don't like when something happens. That is an extent that should only probably ever be seen in the cases of civil war. And this is not a civil war. It's not us against them. We may not like what happens, but we don't react in violence like this. Again, we, the civilized people, don't act this way. And if you know somebody who took part in what happened last night in St. Paul, Minnesota, I am encouraging you to report them to the police so that they as well may be charged appropriately for the crimes that they have committed. If you know somebody who willingly destroyed property last night, that set fires last night, that was throwing rocks and debris at innocent firefighters last night, turn them in. They need to see the consequences of their actions. Just as the police officer who did this to Mr. Floyd needs to see the consequences of their actions. Terrible, terrible things. With that being said, I think tonight's episode is over. I've been rambling on longer than I normally do, and I appreciate you sticking with me. That was tonight's meat burger. And a meat burger it was. One that was overdone. God bless you all. God bless you all, and thank you for listening in to the Back Porch USA. May we all rest peacefully and soundly tonight and pray that our fellow Americans will do the same. Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and hashtag meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.